We're joined now by Knoxville boys basketball coach Joel Keady on KNIA Cabrales. This interview powered by Hy-Vee as Knoxville on Thursday overwhelms Fort Madison in the sub-state final by a score of 83-44. Wow, Joel, that was from start to finish maybe one of the more impressive things I've seen this year from your guys.
Yeah, I couldn't be more proud of how they came out, and we talked pregame about how this has to be the most connected, focused game that we're going to have since we, you know, started the season. And I think they really took that to heart, and they just played for each other. They were so connected on defense. And Fort Madison, man, they're a good team. I know it didn't show on the scoreboard for them tonight, but, you know, just watching film against other, you know, some of the bigger schools in their area, 4A schools like Muscatine and things like that, I was really impressed with them, and I knew it was going to be a dogfight coming into the game, and our guys just kind of bought into the game plan, and they were just so focused, and I couldn't be more proud of how they executed together. And it was just everybody, I thought, just start to finish, great, just a great team win.
And I thought what was key was you got some shots to fall early, and they didn't, and they just started to play from behind right from the get-go. And sometimes, you know, teams don't react real well when they get down early. And, you know, your guys, credit to them, they got them in a hole that they just couldn't get out of.
Yeah, and thankfully we had, you know, a few days to prepare for them. And I just thought the guys were just so locked in the last couple of days of practice. And I couldn't have asked for anything more in that department from them. Sometimes, you know, you get late in the season and guys are, you know, just ready to kind of coast. And they didn't. They really turned it up these last couple of days and really bought into, you know, what the coaching staff wanted them to do. And, I'm just so happy that they really locked in and just brought it from the get-go. And I know that if we wouldn't have hit shots, we wouldn't have, you know, held them to, 9 points in that first however long of the game that it was, they were stuck on 9. I mean, I think it would have been a really close game. But, you know, we got out and got on a run, and they just, they could never get anything going, and that's just a credit to our guys and our defense.
Did you have to really do anything differently defensively? I didn't see it. It just looked like you guys played your straight-up normal defense and had them flustered from the beginning.
Yeah, and like I said, thankfully we were able to scout a lot on tape and tried to see what they wanted to do and the thing, like the players that they had and what their personnel was. And I was worried because they had some real big guys down there, and I wasn't sure how we were going to rebound, but I just thought our rebounding tonight was so good. Everybody crashed the boards, and that's what we need every single night. And we don't always see that sometimes, and I don't know why, but tonight they just really locked in and they were focused, and you could tell they were just on a mission.
As you look through the last couple of nights of preparation, could this be probably some of the better practices you've had all season?
Yeah, I think so. And our focus has really narrowed, and we've tried to cut out a lot of the things, the extra stuff that we don't need, or that we've already got down, and we're just trying to focus on what we do really, really well and maximize that every day. And that goes player to player, and we've figured out at this point what they do well and how we can use it against the other team and what they want to do. And it doesn't always work like it did tonight, but I was so proud of them.
I thought, Tristan Stevenson and, Caden Smith coming back from really, he was talking to me just a few moments ago. It almost seems like this is the healthiest he's been in the last couple weeks or so after he had that injury against Oskaloosa.
Yeah, for sure. And I still tried to manage his minutes a little bit tonight too. And I know he doesn't always like it because he wants to be in there. But he was probably twice as good tonight as he was on Monday. And that was, kind of the plan was just to ease him back in. And I could tell he was ready and he wanted it. And he just changes the game for us so much defensively. And on offense, he's super skilled. And that's just the underrated thing that people don't think about is he can shoot it really, really well. He might, have the highest percentage on the team, and that says something for the tallest guy. And so we were able to stretch the defense a little bit tonight. With his shooting as well, so it was great.
How do you, and I'm not trying to get you to give away the secrets, but how do you manage, your practice time and time in a gym without getting kind of monotonous and, guys just kind of looking up and like, okay, when's this over? I mean, you obviously keep them focused and connected even in practice, where sometimes that could get a little monotonous at this point in the season.
Yeah, it's it really is honestly easy. They make my job super easy, and I think that they've understood that, you know, our coaching staff, it does take a lot of time and preparation into what we want to try to accomplish, and they've bought into that because they've seen the success that they can have if they do that, and they've also seen the other side of the coin a little bit when we struggle and don't kind of follow what we know we need to do. And so just every day they're proving it to themselves one way or the other about what they need to do in order to play the best basketball that they can play.
You're playing Keokuk Monday, another team that has to drive, you know, 2.5-3 hours to get here. How much of an advantage is that? Or, you know, is this to the point of the season, they're good, they'll play anywhere, anytime type of thing?
Yeah, everybody's super good. I mean, every game that we play, the teams that are left get cut in half, right? And so the farther you go, the better the teams are going to be. And this year in 3A, I mean, I feel like there's 10 to 15 teams that could get hot at the right time and contend for a state championship. And so you have to have a lot of things that go right in order to even get to state, and then to, you know, win games down there, just it takes a whole extra layer of luck and shots falling and things going your way. And yeah, I'm just so excited to keep going tonight.
Do you know any thoughts on Keokuk? I mean, you know, do you have any knowledge of what they can do? I think, don't they have a pretty big guy that plays their post?
Yeah, they've got, you know, 6'10". I think he's listed. He might be taller. He's a little bit like Jokic. Can shoot the ball, steps out, and stretches the defense. You know, they do some things where he's setting screens and getting guys open. And they've got a really, really good basketball team, and they proved it tonight by beating Mount Vernon, who I've watched on tape, and they're really good as well. And so that says a lot about them and their program and their coaching staff, getting them ready. And so we're going to have to really, really prepare these next, you know, tomorrow, and then we'll have, you know, over the weekend. We might do something Sunday or whatever, but we got to come and bring it again on our home floor. And I just couldn't be happier with all the people that showed up and the community members that came out to support their, you know, their sons and, you know, the families and everything. Everybody that was out here, it was just great. It was such a great electric environment, and the kids just feed off of that and they love it.
Community has rallied around this team so much, and you know, I know you know, you're probably going to treat Monday as just another game, you know, to, you know, try to win. But, I mean, in the back of your mind, you know, you're 32 minutes from a trip to Des Moines.
Yeah, and it's going to be a very long 32 minutes. You know, after the first quarter tonight, I looked up and I was like, holy cow, that was one quarter. And so it just goes to show, you know, how locked in you really have to be to win these basketball games, because it's 32 minutes, but it's a ton of time and like on the scoreboard. And so you really have to bring it, and we're going to have to lock in and really, really prepare. And we're going to have to play better, you know, on Monday probably than we did tonight. And so, we're really looking forward to it. The guys are pumped.
All right. We'll see you Monday, and hopefully a historical night in Knoxville. Good to see you. We'll see you Monday night.
Okay. Thanks, Derek.
That's Joel Keating, Knoxville boys basketball coach. Panthers on Thursday win it over Fort Madison 83-44. We'll play Keokuk Monday for a spot at the Class 3A state tournament. We'll have more coming up on KNIA KRLS.